Dallas Goedert scored 11 touchdowns last season, more than his previous three seasons combined, and the market cut his price anyway. Tight end 14, pick 115. That's not disrespect, that's arithmetic, and it's worth checking whether the market did it right.
Nathan may not have twin.
This season, 15 games, 60 catches on 82 targets, 591 yards in those 11 scores, 10.3 has PPR points a game, 5th among tight ends per game, 4th in total points, a 10th of a point behind Travis Kelce for 3rd if you like your margins thin. It was the best per game season of his career in year 8 at a position where that isn't supposed to happen. He caught 73% of his targets and Philadelphia won the East at 11-6. He missed 2 weeks and still finished 4th in total points. The career preface matters. 8 seasons, never more than 5 touchdowns in any of them, then 11. The full touchdown history reads 4, 5, 3, 4, 3, 3, 2, then 11. One of these seasons is not like the others. His target volume, meanwhile, barely moved, 5.5 a game, the same neighborhood he's lived in since 2019. His previous per-game best, 9.5, back in 2022, came in a 12-game season. So the pattern read is unusually clean. For tight ends, targets repeat at 0.8 year-over-year, 238 player seasons, and touchdown rate is the least repeatable stat we track. More than a third of Goedert's fantasy production last season was touchdowns. Strip the score spike back toward his career norm, and the same volume produces roughly 2 points a game less, which lands him tight end 13 to 15, exactly where he's priced. The market already did the touchdown math. Muffed! The situation is livelier than the price implies. Philadelphia re-signed him in March, 1 year, $7 million fully guaranteed per PFT and CBS Sports, then spent a second round pick in April on Eli Stowers, the Mackey Award tight end from Vanderbilt, per the team site. And on June 1st, they traded AJ Brown to New England for future draft capital per NFL.com, which removes the biggest target magnet in the offense. Devontae Smith becomes the clear number one. Rookie Mekhi Lemon and additions Marquise Brown and Dontayvion Wicks fill in behind, per NBC Sports Philadelphia. New play caller 2, Sean Mannion, hired in January after Kevin Petullo's exit, per NFL.com. Hurts remains. And SI's June minicamp coverage noted the offense opening a period in 3 tight end personnel, with rookie Stowers and veteran Johnny Munt behind Goedert. The formation now exists. And the 1-year deal means both sides re-decide in March. A contract year tight end with a drafted heir is its own quiet subplot. The price, T14 for the T4x total, T5x rate season, discounted for exactly the regression our own patterns predict. T14 assumes a matchup streamer, the per game record says weekly starter, the touchdown math says the truth lives in between. Our verdict, no call, the market beat us to the math, and we'll say so. The caveat cuts upward for once, AJ? Brown's departure vacates a huge share of the targets, and if that volume flows inside, Goedert could out-earn the regression, while rookie Stowers pulls the same argument the other way. Watch a September target rate against the 5.5 baseline, and how often Philadelphia plays 2 tight ends near the goal line. Heavy personnel looks would mean the rookie complements the role rather than cannibalizing it. He's one of your guys? This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.